Let me ask you a question. How often do you wash your pillows?
The actual pillow?
It's 99.7 DJX.
I don't wash the pillow, it's memory foam.
Yeah, I'm not talking pillowcases. I'm talking pillow. How often do you wash your pillow?
Well, it's memory foam,
your
so I don't.
Your actual pillow.
I wash, there's like a couple of covers. I'll wash those.
Yeah. I was today years old also when I knew that you could wash pillows.
Memory foam?
I don't know about memory foam.
I don't think you're supposed to do the memory foam.
I don't only have memory foam. I have memory foam and then I have down also.
Oh.
But I was...
My husband's allergic. We can't have down.
Well,
And he has the flat non-pillow.
Today years old when you should wash your pillow every week.
The pillow? I knew the pillowcases. You're supposed to wash the pillowcases every couple days.
So
we don't keep up with that.
Well, yeah, pillowcases we do once a week.
Yeah, that's where we're at.
But pillows, you should wash your pillows that same time, that same frequency too.
Do you put a pillow protector on over the pillow and then the pillowcase?
No.
They have hypoallergenic pillow covers that we have over the pillows and then the pillowcase.
No, see, I just...
both those.
No, I just have a pillow and then the pillowcase on top of that. I do have some memory foam pillows, though. I don't know if I would wash those. I don't think you could, right?
What's the research on the pillow? If you have a pillow cover, hypoallergenic pillow cover... over the pillow and then the pillowcase. Is there research there?
Well,
and whether you still need to be washing the pillow itself.
You're still drooling and getting your face juices.
Face juices.
Because if you look at your pillow, I don't know if you've ever looked at your pillow before.
Yeah.
There are stains on it.
Okay.
And it's just like from the oils on your face, your head, and things like that.
Skincare.
Yes, we'll call it skincare.
Uh-huh. I put skincare on before I go to bed. Yeah.
So those seep through pillowcases and they'll get on your pillow and stain your pillow and then they'll get them all dirty. And so those then collect dirt and dust and mites and all that stuff.
If it's making through the pillowcases and the pillow covers.
Well, I'm saying if you look at your raw pillow, your naked pillow.
I have looked at my naked pillow when I changed the pillowcases, and I don't see anything like that.
You don't see any stains?
No.
Okay, then it's apparently just my dirty butt.
I think so. Maybe. Possibly. Because again, I have the two layers. You don't have the pillow cover.
Hmm. Anyways.
I think that's making that's the game changer.
Perhaps. But
maybe we try that.
I thought maybe I was the only one who realized that washing and laundering your actual pillow is a thing.
The every week thing stuns me, but I need to know, am I the only one living in the we have a hypoallergenic pillow cover that goes over the pillow first and then the pillowcase?
I need you to stop saying hypoallergenic.
It's hypoallergenic.
You've said it like 85 times
because
in the past 2 minutes.
That's important. It's an important quality of the pillow color you choose.
I need you to stop saying that part. I need you to stop saying that part. That's what I need you to stop saying.
It's an important quality. Because not all those are created equal.
I got a text from Swifty Kim who said, years ago I house sat for a friend who washed her pillows regularly, so every single one in the house smelled like mildew or something.
Ooh.
It was awful. I had to go home and get my own unwashed pillow. So I would imagine you'd have to make sure that you dry them properly.
Sure. Maybe that was a case where it wasn't getting dried all the way.
Interesting.
And then the moisture was getting trapped if you put the pillowcase on prematurely.
Yeah. Okay. All right. We can be done with this conversation.
Pillow science.
Yeah. I just wanted to know.
So
apparently
is your pillow just massively stained?
Yes.
Do the stains come out when you wash it?
Well, I haven't washed my pillow yet.
Okay, maybe you try that. If it's not memory foam.
Right.
Try doing that.
They're stained.
Then buy a new pillow. If it's stained, it might be time to buy a new pillow. You can do that.
I know.
They sell them at many stores.
All right. All right. Great. Great.
You know what? When all else fails, buy a new one.
Okay, listen, not all of us are made of money, Kelly.
You're right. If you want a splurge.
Right, maybe for Christmas.
Maybe for Christmas.
Maybe for Christmas, get some pillows.
Buy yourself a new pillow.
All right.